There is no god but myself. Knowing this, who dares worship the false gods of the Quran and the Bible? Statement from Satan, from the curate Al-Yazid. There are different sects of Satanism. Joy of Satan Ministries is spiritual Satanism. Satanism is not a Christian invention. Satanism predates Christianity and all other religions. Satanism is not about spooks, goblins, vampires, Halloween monsters, or other related entities. Satanism is not about evil. Satanism is not a reaction to Christianity. Satanism is not about death. True Satanism is about elevating and empowering humanity, which was our true creator, Satan's, intention. We know Satan, Lucifer, as a real being. We know Satan to be the first true father and creator God of humanity. We know Yahweh Jehovah of the Bible to be a fictitious entity, and the people behind coercing this lie to be the true deceivers of humanity and the masters of lies. This is evident in the many contradictions within the Judeo-Christian Bible, revealing this text to be a work of human beings who had occult knowledge and infused it with power to make it credible and to incite fear in order to control. We are law-abiding. We do not advocate or participate in any blood or living sacrifice. This act is Judeo-Christian, as stated in their Bible, Deuteronomy 12:27. Quote, "And thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh." Unquote. We have found Satanism is the original religion of humanity. We have done our research. Satanism is based upon the ancient religions that predated Christianity and Judaism from hundreds to thousands of years. Christianity was a reaction to the original pagan religions, labeled as Satanism, meaning enemy, adversary, in Hebrew. If you read through the information contained within this website, we prove this. Christianity was invented to remove spiritual and occult knowledge, the powers of the mind, from the populace and place this power in the hands of a chosen few to the detriment of all humanity. The powers of the mind and soul are very real. People who are unaware of or who do not believe in these powers are easy to control and manipulate by those who are skilled in using these energies. The original gods, demons, were unjustly labeled as monsters and branded as evil to keep humanity from spiritual knowledge. Because of this, the human race has drastically degenerated both spiritually and intellectually. Spiritual Satanism strongly advocates all learning, knowledge, inquiry, and free thought. Spiritual Satanism supports the separation of church and state. Satanists do not push Satanism or proselytize. Spiritual Satanists acknowledge science and believe everything of the occult and supernatural to have a rational scientific explanation. We believe humanity has been held back dangerously in this area due to the hoax of Judeo-Christianity and its relentless attacks upon science for centuries. We practice power meditation to advance spiritually and to elevate ourselves. Power meditation is as essential for the human soul as food is essential for the human body. The serpent, a symbol of Satan, represents the fiery kundalini force coiled at the base of the spine, which upon descending transforms the human mind and soul to a much higher level of understanding and ability. This is the true meaning of raising the devil. The serpent, symbol of Satan, also represents the DNA helix of life. We work directly with Satan. We believe each and every person who is willing and respectful can have a personal relationship with Satan. There are no mediators in spiritual Satanism. The ministry is here only for guidance and support. We take our tenets and practices directly from Satan himself. For far too long, enemies of Satan, such as the Christian churches, have been at liberty to dictate lies concerning Satan and Satanism. These lies have been the foundation of occult crimes and other heinous acts that they indirectly promote. True Satanism has been actively and zealously suppressed for centuries, and many out of ignorance believe lies about Satan and react accordingly. Spiritual Satanism is a life-loving religion. Satan accepts us as we are, but guides us to advance ourselves to where we evolve to a higher level. Spiritual Satanists are free to live their lives as they choose. Responsibility to the responsible. We live by natural law and encourage everyone to develop themselves to their fullest extent. We know we save our own souls, as opposed to claims of the Nazarene saving anyone. Satanism is based upon the true transformation of the soul through power meditation. The Nazarene is a fictitious entity whose identity was stolen from some 18 and more crucified pagan gods such as Odin, who hung from a tree, and is nothing more than a tool to keep humanity under the control of a chosen few. The Nazarene has been used in Christian masses and services as a substitute for a human living blood sacrifice, revealing their true purpose. The Judeo-Christian religion is a vicious hoax on humanity of catastrophic proportions. For a hoax to succeed, there has to be a lack of knowledge on the part of the victim. The Christian religion and its cohorts actively suppress knowledge and free thought, encourage people to be slaves, and never advocate or teach anything for the betterment or advancement of humanity. As opposed to the stories of how the Nazarene healed people, Satan shows us how we can heal ourselves and perform so-called miracles using our minds and the powers of our own souls. Through empowering ourselves, we have confidence, self-respect, and achieve spiritual advancement and independence. Spiritual Satanism places no limits on developing the powers of the mind known as witchcraft or magic. We believe in justice, and just as martial artists are versed in the uses of dim mac and other aspects of physical combat, spiritual Satanists are versed in the black arts of magic should they ever need them. People who are unaware of these powers are defenseless against them, and the powers that be know this all too well. Satan does not tolerate injustice. Spiritual Satanism does not in any way condone spirit abuse as taught in the classic grimoires. The demons who were bound and compelled to do the bidding of the sorcerers are now free, and anyone using the 9-foot circle methods and Jehovah names is inviting personal disaster. The demons are our friends, and with respect and reverence and summoning through Satan, we seek to establish mutually beneficial relationships with them. Spiritual Satanism advocates individuality, liberty, and independence. It is obvious that Satan is not the deceiver of humanity. His followers have been few in number, and he doesn't need copious amounts of wealth, power, and control to keep his followers.